But before that, for the first time, scientists from Australia have used stem cells to grow a new kidney in a dish. By controlling the conditions very carefully and adding a sequence of growth factors to fool the cells into thinking they're back inside a developing embryo so they turn into kidney tissue, Melissa Little and her colleagues have managed to create the closest equivalent yet to a real kidney.
You can take a stem cell and we can make that from any cell in anybody's body and actually convince that cell to go through the whole process as it would have in development to make a little kidney in a dish. The key is that many people have kidney disease and we really want to find a way of regenerating kidney tissue. And so we asked if stem cells could do this.
Why is it so difficult to persuade a stem cell to turn into an organ like a kidney?
You've really got to convince it to make the specific stem cells that form that organ. And the final kidney in an adult has more than 20 to 25 different types of cells, and they all have to be formed in the right place in the right time. So what we have to do is convince the cell that it's going through the normal processes it would go through during development. We've got to give it the right chemical signals. We've got to encourage the cells that are in there to talk to each other. And it's sort of like a recipe. You've got to add the right factors at the right time and give it the right amount of time. And then amazingly, the cells that form organize around each other to create the structure that we're looking for.
What did you start with and what did you end up with?
We started with a stem cell that was made from a skin fibroblast. So that's a cell that you can get from your skin. And then we added different factors in the dish. And it takes about 3 weeks. The stem cell will start to make choices. It turns into one cell type that becomes another cell type. And all of these are things that would normally happen in development. And then the cells talk to each other and form the structure that we see eventually. And so it ends up being about a half a centimetre to a centimetre across with about 100 little tubes in it with blood vessels forming in a very kind of complex little organ.
What's to stop you then growing, instead of something of that scale, a full-size kidney and then just plumbing it into an individual?
Technically, you should be able to make large numbers of these cells, but you can't keep structures that big alive without a blood supply, and we're doing this in a dish. So ultimately, it's got to be engineered so that we can provide it with a blood flow. And at the moment, it doesn't have one exit for the urine, which of course you've got to have because the urine's got to get out of your body somehow.
Can you surmount these problems of getting the blood supply and so on? Because at the moment, this is in a Petri dish. How would one scale this to become a bigger kidney?
So can I just say it does have blood vessels. It just doesn't have blood flowing through it because it's got to have a source of blood from somewhere. So yes, there's a couple of ideas. Maybe if we just made large numbers of these cells and then put them back into a scaffold made from a kidney that's had all of its cells taken out, or actually bioprint a structure of some sort. I guess we have in our heads this idea that you've got to build something as big as what you're replacing. But dialysis, which is what a lot of kidney disease patients live on, only gives you 10% kidney function. So there's a lot of room for improvement over that.
And how do you know that what you've created will actually work? How do you know this is functional tissue?
We have tested some functions. Obviously, they don't make urine because you can't make urine unless you've got a force of blood flowing through your structure and this is in a dish. But we have asked things like, are the cells in the organ starting to do some of the other functions that they normally do? For example, we've asked, there are some drugs that are actually really toxic to the kidney. And so we've put on those drugs and said, am I seeing this specific toxicity to that drug? And these kidneys are responding the way they would in an animal. Or in a human.
You've therefore created not just a potential platform from which we can, in the future, develop full-size kidneys, but also quite a useful test vehicle for actually trying out drugs in future.
Yes, and I think that's actually very short-term future. We hope to be doing this very shortly. And it's not just using these as a little model of an organ to test for whether a drug is toxic. We can actually make a mini kidney basically to order. There are many patients out there with kidney disease that have mutations. We can make a stem cell from them. We can build a model of their kidney in a dish and actually use it to understand their disease and maybe develop treatments that are more tailored for their kidney disease.
Incredible work, isn't it? Melissa Little, she's from the Murdoch Children's Research Institute based in Melbourne. And that work was announced this week in the magazine Nature. You're listening to The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith and also with Kat Arney.
Still to come, Destination Mars. If we're going to colonise the red planet, how on earth will we manage to make the 9-month journey, battling against the perils of space? And I don't mean aliens. Plus, how some vitamins might make cancer more likely to spread. Stay tuned to find out how.